Today I'd like to talk to you about James Nathaniel Brown. Jim Brown. Born February 17th, 1936 in St. Simons, Georgia. 6'2", 232 pounds. High school in New York. His college was Syracuse. He went into the NFL draft in 1957. First round pick, sixth pick of the draft that year. Played for the Cleveland Browns from 1957 to 1965. And he was an NFL champion in 1964. Nine-time Pro Bowl. Eight-time first-team All-Pro. Three-time AP NFL Most Valuable Player. Burt Bell Award. NFL Rookie of the Year. Eight-time NFL Rushing Yards Leader. Five-time NFL Rushing Touchdowns Leader. NFL 1960s All-Decade Team, NFL 75th Anniversary All-Time Team, his Cleveland Browns number 32 is retired, a unanimous All-American back in 1956, his Syracuse Orange number 44 retired. He had 12,312 rushing yards, his average yards per carried, average 5.2. Rushing touchdowns, 106. Receptions, 262. Receiving yards, 2,499. His receiving touchdowns, 20. This man is considered to be one of the greatest, if not the greatest, football player of all time. And he is to running backs what Superman is to cartoon heroes. It says that after being tackled, he would pick himself up off the grass painfully and slowly, looking like a man who had just been hit by a bus. He'd trudge ever so deliberately back to the huddle. Then on the next play, he would burst through the line again, shrugging off would-be tacklers. Standing 6'2" and packing 230 hard pounds on his square-shouldered frame, he was an explosive fullback, combining outstanding speed with awesome power. He played only 9 seasons for the Cleveland Browns, and he led the NFL in rushing 8 times. It's interesting that, unlike most athletes, Brown retired when he was on top. At 30, he decided he'd rather be in movies than star on the football field. It's said that he played in a time, this is from Gale Sayers, he played at a time when defenses were set against the run first and the pass second. And football might not have even been his best sport. There are those who say he was more talented in lacrosse. And so ultimately, he left the game and he starred in movie after movie after movie. In fact, while working on the Dirty Dozen when he was in London, he stunned the sports world by announcing his retirement. He said he wanted to devote more time to his movie career and race relations. And he went on to appear in 32 movies, Dirty Dozen and Ice Station Zebra being the best. He's also been an outspoken critic of black athletes that won't be involved in the black community. He's had some run-ins with the law, but he always seems to walk away being untouched because the charges are dropped or the people that made the claims against him back off. I am mesmerized by this athlete. He was an athlete before I was able to really understand or follow sports, but when I watch the videos, I see a man with power and a man that was willing to take a hit and then get up and go. But he also knew when he was done, and he moved on to things that he wanted to be involved in. Makes me think of a passage of scripture in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Verse 8, and it says this, "For now we live," and so this is a man who wanted to live life. He didn't want to just go down and become a football player that after a while he has to retire because his body wears out. It is, "For now we live, if you are standing fast in the Lord." And the idea here is, this picture here is an army that refuses to retreat even though it is being assaulted by the enemy. And Paul basically challenges the believer in this constantly. 1 Corinthians 16:13, Galatians 5:1, Ephesians 6:11, and then 13 and 14, Philippians 1:27, Philippians 4:1, 2 Thessalonians 2:15. We are to stand fast. And so this is what I get from thinking about Jim Brown and focusing my attention. This is a man who wanted to stand, and he wanted, when it was all said and done, after his career was done, he wanted to be able to stand. What pattern is in your life? What is, when people stop and think about your life and what that looks like and your legacy, what will it be? Will you be known as a person who stood for the truth? And there would be those that would knock you down, but then you'd go back to the huddle. You'd go back to your brothers and sisters in Christ, get refreshed again, and then go right back into the battle again. Are you standing fast? That's God's calling on our life.